as the Scott City wrestling team is making their way into the January portion of their slate. They will be taking on the field there at the Norton Tournament, the J.R. Durham Invitational, coming up on Saturday, both boys and girls teams. And even JV making their track up there. And one of the first-year wrestlers out and part of the girls wrestling program joining us here tonight. And junior Michaela Miller, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. And, first year out for wrestling. So what made you decide to say, I'm going to go out there and wrestle?
Well, I never was thinking about it till some of the other girls were going out, and they were a couple weeks into their own conditioning before the actual season started. And, you know, I was walking up and down the hallways, and all the coaches of the different sports were like, why aren't you going out for wrestling? I mean, you'd be really good. I mean, with me and powerlifting, they think I'm, like, really strong. So they're like, you should just go out and try it. And with my brother being a wrestler and going to college for it, they're like, you might as well just try it. So
we were like, well, yeah, I mean, power moves, power wrestler, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And I know you've had a lot of success already here early on and definitely not regretting the move to go out for wrestling.
Yep, definitely not regretting it at all.
But, yeah, you made a statement there right off the bat in the first varsity tournament you were at there at Great Bend. What was that feeling like for you in against that competition?
It was definitely different than the Goodland one because the Goodland one was more JV and I was in a lighter. The ones I was wrestling was in the lighter weight class because they wasn't any 235. So when I got to Great Bend, it was definitely a lot more nerves kicking in because it was actually varsity and my weight class. But I got onto the first mat and I did what I knew how to in practice. So.
All right. And then now you've made a name for yourself. You won, I think, at Hoisington there right before the Christmas break there. And now you're first Scott City girls wrestler ranked.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it doesn't feel any different. I mean, I'm still the same person, but.
But do you feel like all the years of watching Gabe wrestle paid off for you now?
Yeah, I definitely, going into practice, the coach is telling me what to do. I definitely knew some way to do it. So,
all right. Now you head up to Norton on Saturday, and probably a lot of wrestlers. This is going to be – it's kind of a big tournament for you because I think probably a lot of those wrestlers will be in your regional coming up in a month.
Definitely, 100%.
What would you like to accomplish as you move through the season?
I definitely just want to get better each tournament and just show everyone what I'm made of.
All right. Well, you've done a great job so far, and looking forward to seeing you guys wrestle up there at Norton on Saturday. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Michaela Miller joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City, and we're going to get to some of our other wrestlers here, a couple of the guys coming up here. We'll start with a junior and Evan Fry. He's coming in wrestling 126 this year, if I believe right. 113, well, you're one. Yeah, that's right, 113, 126. You're in the lower weights.
Yeah.
How's it been for you this year?
I'm good. I feel faster and I feel greater. I mean, cutting weight, I'm not cutting that much like last year.
Yeah. Yeah, you were 106 again last year, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So you bumped up a weight class, and do you feel like you've had to make many adjustments that way?
Yes. A lot of challenges and a lot of hard people to wrestle, and so I have to adjust to that.
All right. Do you feel like that you've had a pretty good run so far here this year?
Yeah.
All right. And what are some things that you've done to continue to make the improvements here along the way?
Just work harder in the wrestling room and focus on the things I need to do. I mean, I still need to work on bottom and top still, but still adjusting to that.
But being a junior and you've been on varsity pretty much your entire career, you feel like that you've got a good routine and really know what to expect, don't you?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite tournament this year?
I'd probably say Abilene. I did really good there.
Yeah, you had a pretty good weekend there. That was a pretty fun weekend or fun day for you guys. Weekend, I guess, Friday and Saturday. But Norton Saturday, that's going to be a good challenge. You'll see some different types of wrestling, some different kids that you probably won't see the rest of the year. What are you looking forward to the most there as you head up to Norton?
I'm going to try to wrestle my way and get first there or do really good so that I can make myself up in the rankings.
Well, you definitely made some strides here this year so far, but how close do you feel like you are to maybe having that breakthrough moment?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Probably about a meet.
Meet away, yeah. Well, you're right there. The next one to the next one, right?
Yep.
Well, I hope that works out for you. It's been fun watching you wrestle here this year, and enjoy coming up here. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Evan Fry at 113 pounds, and now we'll have another wrestler joining us here. He's up a little higher on the weight class there, and sophomore Aiden Preston. We'll let him get the headset on here. And how you doing this evening?
Good.
That's good. Well, you made the cut down. You were at 126 the first couple of meets, I believe. And then you made it to 120 there, and I think that's going to fit you pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it a lot better.
All right. Was it tough to kind of cut down a little bit to that 120?
Yeah, it was my first time cutting so much weight at once.
All right. And what are some things that you had to do to make that weight and certify before the break?
Well, I had to eat a little bit less, which was not the best.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much good food out there.
Yeah.
But, you made it, and it definitely paid off. And, you know, right before the Christmas break there, you were at the Abilene Tournament Wrestling 120. That was a pretty tough one. The kid from Abilene's really good. And then you pulled off a big win there. Did it even maybe catch you a little bit by surprise?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting much from what I pulled right there. It was kind of crazy.
Do you remember what you did?
Yeah, I remember being down by quite a few points. It was like second mm-hmm. period. So I knew I had to try to do something to try to get a couple points.
But how much confidence did that give you to take into January here in February?
Oh, it gave me lots of confidence.
Yeah, and what are some things that you're trying to continue to build upon as you head through this tough stretch here of January?
I'm trying to work a little bit more on bottom because that's where he really got me points-wise.
Okay. Well, you've had a good year so far here, and Aiden, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up Saturday up at Norton.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, it is sophomore Aiden Preston there, the 120-pounder, and we'll be talking here with Coach Dakota Hayes as he'll get the headset on here. Scott City once again wrestling at the J.R. Durham Invitational up at Norton there on Saturday. Well, Coach, feels like, last year, but 3 weeks ago. I mean, it was last year.
Yeah.
But, Abilene, I think that was – just you had a lot of kids that bumped down a weight class, and I think that's just a testament to them buying into the program. But and it paid dividends for you guys.
Yeah, no, we kind of jockeyed some positions, and some guys are getting ready to start focusing on where they're going to be competing postseason and all that stuff. So getting them down to where they needed to be and where they can be really competitive and wrestle to the way that they wrestled. I thought it was a good weekend.
Absolutely, and it was fun to take a full team there, all 14 weight classes filled there. And, you know, I think the one that really, you know, I mean, all of them, they had some good positive moments that especially dropped down the weight class, but the big one was your 106-pounder.
Yeah, Waylon, he managed to get on down to 106, and it was something that we had talked about early, but he really didn't know if, being a freshman, cutting a little bit, he didn't know if it was something that he was comfortable in doing or really wanted to. And then I think one day he just came up to me and he said, "Coach, I'm going to do it." And I was like, "Okay, if that's a decision that you're going to make, I'm not a big guy on telling kids where to wrestle. I mean, I'll give them my opinion and tell them where I think coaches will think they'll be competitive." And he decided to go down to 106, and he's looking really good. He's competing well and wrestling, probably some of the best wrestling he's done. And we still got a couple weeks left of the season, so hopefully we can finish the second half good.
I've noticed here, especially maybe even more so today, you guys are starting to build up a lot of depth in the wrestling room.
Yeah, no, we got some younger guys that came out, and they're all wrestling really well, and I guess that's a good problem to have when you got about 40 kids downstairs in the room, and you can start getting better kids with better kids, and kids that are learning with kids that are learning, and it creates a really cool atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids are down there, they're learning, they're having fun, they're enjoying it. I know wrestling is one of those things, it gets monotonous. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough, grueling season. But if we can try to make it a little bit fun, to try to break that up a little bit, it's always a good time.
But winning that tournament for you guys at Abilene, that's big confidence booster just because the fact that you got some really good teams there. You got Marysville, Pratt, Abilene, who's ranked, and just a lot of good teams there. Silver Lake, top team and one of the top teams in 3-2-1A. And I think to win that tournament the way you guys did just says a lot.
It does. I keep telling our guys that it's one of those things that, you know, ranked or not, anybody can be beaten on any given day, and you got to kind of buy in and trust the system and go out there and just wrestle every match like you know that you can, and you're going to be in those things, and when you have the opportunity to capitalize and finish the match, get it done, pick up those bonus points, get on and move on to the next one.
Well, we'll have to talk a little bit about your girls' team as well here this year, and it looks like you guys are kind of making some adjustments as well to line up to head to Norton there on Saturday, but they had a really good run. Of course, we talked to one of the winners there, and Michaela there at the Hoisington tournament right before Christmas, and I think you had another one that placed – or a couple that placed pretty high there.
Yeah, Audrey Schwartz, she placed third. She's wrestling really well. She's picking it up quick. The rest of them are picking it up pretty good too. It takes a little time, you know. It's a learning curve. It's something that they've never done before. You know, some of them have had siblings that have wrestled or anything like that, and it's a little bit different than just rolling around with your brother in the living room or something like that. And so, you know, for them to be able to pick it up and start seeing some wins or just some the ability to build some confidence at that point, it's really cool to see.
One thing I've seen with them as well is the intensity.
They're. I mean, sometimes they can be just about as intense as the boys. Maybe sometimes a little different. You know, they like to goof around and have fun, just like the guys do. So it's a fun atmosphere to be a part of.
Head up to Norton there on Saturday. I know some different teams in and out. Hoxie's not going to be there. I think that's probably the first time they've not been to the Norton tournament. They're going to a different tournament that weekend, but still going to be pretty tough with North Platte coming in and really kind of filling their shoes there, and that's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. To be able to see some of those teams, you know, Weld Central, Colorado, they usually have a high-caliber team. North Platte, those guys are always tough. They're big, big burly guys that love wrestling, and they wrestle all year round, you know, hopefully it'll give us a shoe up when we make the trip up to Lex in a couple weeks. Seeing some familiar competition or anything, because I think they're at Lex too, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a tough tournament. Norton usually runs a pretty good tournament, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting day there Saturday. Of course, you know, they limited the teams a little bit last year, but they also ran the girls' tournament in there as well. But you add more teams, you add more girls to wrestling, and that's be a busy 4 day or four mats there all day Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's one of those things. They're starting at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be nonstop from the time that the last whistle goes off. But it could be a long day, and so trying to keep the kids fired up and into it a little bit, you know, tell them to get off their feet and go eat and relax a little bit in between the long numbers in between matches and all that stuff. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be a good day there Saturday up at Norton, Jared Durham Invitational. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you coming up or see you Saturday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.